Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, Chief Empowerment Officer of Finessa Empowers LLC, empowerment coach, author, and indie publisher. Our topic for today is what's behind your fig leaves? Scripture reference comes from Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, and I'm reading the New Living Translation version. And it reads, "At the moment, their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves." Weaknesses, deficiencies, mistakes, and failures are inevitable. How we respond to these seemingly mishaps in our lives is important to truly living an abundant life. Adam and Eve made a mistake, and it changed the course of the world. They chose to hide and use fig leaves to cover their shame. Now, is there anything that you're hiding? What's behind your fig leaves? For many years, I hid behind my writing. Unfortunately, I was often told to be seen and not heard, so this message caused me to quiet my voice. This is how writing became so important to me and really saved my life. Another experience that impacted my life was when my second grade teacher told me that she hoped I'd grow up to be beautiful and marry rich, because I probably wouldn't make it past high school. I struggled in school, especially reading comprehension. It was discovered that I had a neurological defect called central auditory processing disorder and a learning disability called dyslexia. I suffered head injuries, which affected how I retained information and affected my memory. It wasn't that I couldn't learn, I just learned differently from others and had to work harder. I also stuttered and endured years of being called stupid. With these experiences and many more, you can imagine that my self-esteem was pretty low. I was always depressed, suicidal, and just had a difficult time dealing with the pressures of life. I never felt like I fit in anywhere. Nevertheless, I discovered that I was not made to fit in. I was made to stand out and blaze new trails. Even though I was bombarded with negative messages, I overcame them by believing in God and believing in myself. I had to love Finessa first. I had to learn what God said about me versus what others did and what they said about me. Once I learned this, I began to get my voice back and understand God's purpose for my life. Actually, I'm still learning this. I think it's an ongoing process. But there are three gems I want you to take away from this message. Number one, God needs you. He needs you to be who He created you to be. Anyone who says anything opposite of what the Word of God says about you is not your friend. It doesn't matter who they are. It's not for you to fight your battles. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. It's for you to start now discovering who you are, what you like, what your passions are, what upsets you, what your joys are, what you would do if no one paid you. Developing and practicing your gifts so you can share with the world. Don't focus on your weaknesses and what's wrong with you. Focus on your God-assigned strengths and what's right with you. You already are equipped with God, what God needs you to be. No assembly required. Number two, no matter what anyone says about you, I don't care if it's your family, friends, or foe, never ever give up. You don't have to prove anything to anyone but yourself. You decide who you will become. You have the power within you to be anything and do anything. Know that you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want to right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now you can make a decision to change the trajectory of your life. And last but not least, the last gem I want to share, and I've discussed this before, is understand that you are not doing anyone any favors by acting small. What do I mean by that? You were designed to be an answer to a problem. You are a solution. The desire to follow the crowd and be someone else other than yourself would be a disservice to you and to the world, because God called you to be and do a specific task in the earth. If you waste your time trying to be someone else, trying to chase the latest trend, trying to be or do anything other than who you are, this world will not know the benefit of your awesomeness. This is your journey. This is your race. And you are created to win. Stop saying you can't. If you must say, I can't, say, I can't lose. I can't be defeated. I can't fail. Use can't to your advantage. My friends, you don't have to cover your shame or hide behind anything because you have nothing to be ashamed of. Many people have fallen and gotten back up to lead wonderful lives and greatly influence those around them. Someone needs you right now. I need you. And yes, God needs you too, to rise up and be all He created you to be. Remove your fig leaves and use your God-assigned strengths to set your world on fire. You can do it. I believe in you. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at www.finessaempowers.com. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And my new poetry single, Standing, is currently available on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.